This is CBSi in the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with John Bolton, who's the author most recently of The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. He's former ambassador to the United Nations under the Bush administration, former national security advisor under the Trump administration, and now writing in the Washington Post in anticipation of the travels of Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Beijing. Why this is of significance is that you might not have noticed with all the missiles landing in Kyiv that a lot of missiles have been fired out of North Korea, so many so that you wonder, is South Korea paying attention? Is South Korea ready to rearm? But first, John, you recommend that the secretary, in his visit to Beijing, take this opportunity to be blunt with China about Pyongyang. How blunt, John? To do what?
Well, I think for many years, the United States has fallen prey to the line of Chinese propaganda that China also is very concerned about North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. They see it as a threat to stability in Northeast Asia. They worry it will harm China's economic growth. And so they want to work with the U.S., Japan, South Korea, Russia, others, to try to solve this problem of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Whereas, in fact, I think the whole time the leaders in Beijing have known full well North Korea is not a threat to China. It is a threat to Japan, South Korea, the United States, Taiwan, and really a proliferation threat around the world. And they were happy to have us diverted by North Korea. And it was certainly proper to be concerned about North Korea, no doubt about it. All the while, China was under the hide and bide policy of Deng Xiaoping, hide your capabilities, bide your time, building up a military and other capability that we just didn't pay attention to. So the fact is, we didn't deal adequately with North Korea because we were following China's argument to try and do it diplomatically. And we didn't pay enough attention to China either. I think the blinders are off. And I think what Secretary Blinken should say to his Chinese counterparts is, you in China uniquely have the problem to resolve the North Korean nuclear issue because they're so dependent on you for energy, food, and other supplies. And if you want better bilateral relations with the United States, you need to get that North Korean nuclear program terminated.
I read that China's launched a charm offensive, making nice with people it drove out of business inside China and making nice with countries that it either fleeced or intends to fleece with its Belt and Road program. Do you believe the charm offensive, and does that give Mr. Blinken an opening?
Well, you know, I think Americans have heard for decades about how strong the Chinese economy is and how it's going to be bigger than ours in, you know, fill in the blank number of years, which, by the way, still hasn't happened. In fact, China's under a lot of economic stress at the moment. It's the COVID pandemic, the recent change in their policy, demographic factors like an aging, declining population, the effect of the one child per family rule for many years, which has created a huge disproportion in the number of marriage age men compared to the number of marriage age women, the tightening of control by the Chinese Communist Party, which also reduces economic growth there. And the fact that their economic statistics are, you know, only coincidentally true from time to time, all means we have leverage. And this is the time to apply it to China. I would use North Korea as a real test of their sincerity. All we have to do is repeat their words back to them. They don't want North Korea to have nuclear weapons. Despite 25 years of effort, North Korea is closer to that goal than it's ever been and deliverable through ballistic missiles. Given China's enormous influence over North Korea, the one peaceful way to end that nuclear program may now be only China applying the pressure it alone has.
John Bolton, National Security Advisor for President Trump, Ambassador to the United Nations for President Bush, the author of The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.